Blackhawks obliterated the defending Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins back in October at the United Center, hitting double digits in the process. But they knew at some point in the schedule they'd have to face this Penguins team back here in Pittsburgh. Well, that time has arrived, and the Hawks had better be ready to come to play here tonight in the home of the Stanley Cup champion. Two captains face off at center ice. The drop of the puck. This one's underway as Taves wins the draw. Garuda. He'll move it across on the right wing to Kane. Ahead to Nick Schmaltz. He's got a breakaway with a penguin line down the slot with a backhand. And Murray is down with a butterfly save. And he'll hold the puck to the side of the net. Whistle stopping play. Boy, 107 into the hockey game and no score. That would have been a big first goal. Schmaltz moves it on the left wing at center ice to Patrick Kane. And with a penguin line. Kane drops it high slot friends and moves it top of the right circle. Saad moves in. Shoots. He hit the post. That's two posts tonight for the Hawks. Hawks get possession again. Here's Forsling with a shot. He scores! Gustav Forsling! Let it rip from the top of the left wing circle, and this eludes Matt Murray. It's a power play goal, and for Forsling, it's his second goal on the season. First on the power play, 1-0 Hawks. Hayes got to the puck in front of the Hawks fence, tried to feed it ahead. Picked off by Letang. The Hornquist over the Hawk line, right wing side. To Crosby, right circle, put it across, and a shot, and a glove save is made by Crawford. Oh, man. Phil Kessel sniped from the left circle, but Crawford beat him with the glove as he was falling down to the seat of his pants. That's a save of the game for the Hawks. The Pens win it from the high slot, a drive by Botta. And Crawford put the blocker up. That may have also clipped the post.
That hit the crossbar. Yeah, you bet it did.
Ian Cole hit there by Patrick Sharp. Feathers the puck in behind his net to the far side to Hunwick. He is hit hard by Hartman. As Hunwick sent the puck down ice beside the Hawk net. Oh, and Crawford is just bowled over by Malkin as Crawford went to plop on the puck to the left of the net along the goal line. And Crawford fell over kind of awkwardly. And he's up on all fours. I don't know if he's okay or not. Up the right wing for Hayden at center ice. He'll deflect it down the boards in behind the penguin net. Wingle's got to a left corner to keep left point. Fire stop. And Hayden on the rebound. Put it in front. Here's Bulma jabbing at it and a scramble. And Murray ends up with it under his gloves as we get a little bit of a fracas in front of the crease. Shahan has the puck through center ice and over the Hawk blue line. Jan Ruda doubling back was able to take it away for a moment. He presses Shahan against the far boards, but Shahan put it across, and Matt Hunwick fires from the right side. He scores. It's a shorthanded goal, and the Penguins have tied the score at one. Hunwick was missed his previous 15 games with concussion issues. Just sent a soft backhander toward the Hawk net. I don't know if Crawford has played it.
It goes off the stick of Duncan Keith.
They control the puck in the Penguin zone. Top of the right circle. Kane's got it. Fires. Murray the save of the pads. Schmaltz follows up with a rebound. Saves the rebound. Scored! Martin Anisimov beside the net. It was Anisimov to the left post. As the shot came in from the left wing circle by Schmaltz. Turned wide by Murray, but Anisimov grabbed the rebound beside the net and poked it home. A power play goal. The Hawks get the lead back at 2-1. Malkin retreating at center ice. Got the puck back. Puts it in over the Hawk line on the left wing to himself. Grabbed the slot and a shot from Gensel. They score. That was a creative play by Malkin as he spun the puck ahead to himself along the left wing boards in the Hawk zone and then found Gensel coming down the slot. He beats Crawford and we're tied at 2.
On further video review, there was goaltender interference on the play. Therefore, no goal. Chicago retains their timeout.
Kane around, rolls off a check and fed the slot. That's picked up by Malkin. Here come the Penguins with 24. Kessel into the Hawks on left wing side. Across the right circle of the slot. Gensel to Kessel side of the net. He shoots. Oh, and Crawford slid across and got in front of that with a body. And then he rolled over on his belly and laid on the puck and held on as the Hawks net has been dislodged. Phil Kessel had half a net to shoot at, and Crawford dove over and just made a spectacular save. Puck tumbles to center ice. Letang fires it down the boards into the Hawk zone. And on the far side of the ice, Kessel tries to get away one last shot. The horn sounds, ending the hockey game. And the Blackhawks hold on and beat the Pittsburgh Penguins here tonight in Pittsburgh 2-1. They have swept the season series against the defending Stanley Cup champs.